Thank God, give me a chance to share the word of God with you again.
我想刚刚我们读的经文呢, 大概如果你第一次读的话, 不太可能完全不觉得奇怪啊。
So if you have just read this the first time, I think you probably would wonder and feel it strange.
如果你还没有信主的话呢，你一定听过不少人跟你讲说，这个耶稣是多么的有恩典有慈爱。
If you have not been Christian, if you're not Christian, you probably heard that people tell you that Jesus is merciful and graceful.
但是你在读这个问这些经文的时候呢，你大概会有点在想说，耶稣到底在不在乎这个妇人呢？
But if you just read this one, you probably wonder whether Jesus cares about this person, this woman.
所以呢，我今天的讲题就是呢，耶稣真的在乎吗？
So the topic for today's sermon is, did Jesus really care?
我们来看一下，这是描述迦南妇人恳求耶稣帮助的一幅油画。
This is an oil painting depicting the Canaanite woman who begs for the mercy of Jesus.
那么在1784年的一个作品，现在是在巴黎的罗浮宫展示的。
This is painted in 1784 that currently displayed in the what's the name of the
Louvre Museum?
Louvre Museum. Yeah. Museum. Louvre. Yeah.
那么这位妇人呢，因为呢孩子被鬼附了，所以折磨得很苦。
So the daughter of this woman was possessed by a demon, so he suffered greatly.
她来向耶稣求帮助。
So she came to ask for help from Jesus.
母爱的伟大呢是公认的。
The love of mother is always great, which is common knowledge.
母亲爱孩子超过爱自己的例子不少见。
There's so many examples that a mother love their children more than themselves, which is quite common.
所以这位母亲被同情应该很自然。
So if we have mercy on this, we're sympathetic to this mother, that is very natural.
在我们观念中的耶稣是蛮有怜悯和慈爱的。
In our mind, we always think that Jesus is full of compassion.
那更是应该会同情并且乐意帮助这位母亲。
So obviously, he should very sympathetic to this woman and should be very willing to help.
但是经文所显示的却令人困惑。
But from what we see in the Bible passage, it's somewhat puzzling.
至少在这个事件开始的时候呢，耶稣也没有表现出什么他重视这位母亲为孩子的恳求。
So at least from the beginning, doesn't seem like Jesus pay any attention to this woman.
也没有表示什么同情。
Didn't express any sympathy to toward this woman.
所以我们很自然的会问。
So naturally, we ask,
耶稣真的在乎这位受苦的母亲和他的孩子吗？
Did Jesus really care about this woman and her daughter?
那么现在困境中受苦的人呢，读这段经文的时候呢，那更会有这种感觉，会很认同这位妇人。
So if you are currently in suffering, you probably identify yourself with this woman more.
我们为自己或者是亲友能够脱离苦难，迫切地向耶稣祷告。
So we may have pray earnestly to God or to Jesus, hoping our relatives who are currently suffering may be released from that situation.
但是又一直看不到什么回应。
But we don't see the response or the actions from God.
就很难免地也会问耶稣真的在乎吗？
So often we ask the same question, did Jesus really care?
那么我们中间有不少所谓的老基督徒。
So many of us probably are seasoned Christians.
大概就是说，不是说年纪了，大概道听过很多的了。
Not necessary in terms of age, but in terms of their experience or the number of sermons they have heard.
所以对这段经文应该相当熟悉。
So probably many Christians are very familiar with this passage.
大概也会听过很多的解释。
So probably you heard of different there's some different explanation.
包括查经啊，讲道啊，对这段经文有种种的解说。
So during the Bible study or in the sermon, you probably heard different explanations.
然后你会发现最后都有一致的结论。
Eventually, you probably got the same conclusion.
耶稣真的在乎那位迦南妇人。 所以耶稣也在乎我们每一个人。
So they come to the conclusion that Jesus cares about that woman, and so Jesus cares about us too.
问题是你要从经文推出这样一个标准答案，会不会很勉强？
But wouldn't you think that's a little bit stretch? When just jump from the passage to that conclusion?
我们也不能否认有很多解释的确很牵强。
It's true. I would have to admit that there are many explanations that are quite very stretchy.
那么这几年呢，我在宣教工厂呢，看到年轻的传道人跟信徒的比例是越来越高。
So in the past few years, I've seen many young Christians and preachers. The ratio are getting higher.
他们和上一代的信徒不同了。
They are very different from what the old generation.
这种文化教育的提高呢，信徒就越来越会受到理性的挑战。
So with the greater education they have received, they were challenged by the reasoning.
有些你都像传道人都会私底下呢，会吐露一些他们平常不敢说的一些苦闷。
So those preachers, ministers, they would share some of the troubles they have in their mind in private.
我原来很有信心，我经历了耶稣，我很兴奋。
So they said I was very excited because I experienced what Jesus has done in my life.
但是呢，我仔细查考圣经以后，发现呢有很多的难题。
But when I studied Bible, I found there are many difficult Bible messages in there.
而且看过五花八门的各种解释呢，实在是牵强附会，要不然就是避重就轻。
So some of them are probably not to the point.
然后到最后还是千篇一律的结论。
But eventually they come to the same conclusion too.
圣经是神的启示，要凭信心接受。
So this is they would just come to a conclusion saying, "Oh, this is a revelation of God. You just have to accept it with your faith."
于是为了不要让自己的信仰被冲击呢，只能够把这种困难摆在心里了。
So in order to avoid the impact by this line of thinking, they just have to suppress that thought.
所以希望呢，今天能够借着这段经文来和大家一起思想啊。
So hopefully through this passage we can ponder upon and think about this.
要怎么样我们能够从圣经有根据的看到神的启示？
So how can we derive our revelation from the Bible passage?
不仅是对当时的人，也包括对今天的人。
Not only meaningful to generation before, but to us too.
那我们看看经文的第二十二节。
So let's look at verse 22.
那么迦南妇人喊着说的原意就是持续不停地喊着说。
So it says this Canaanite woman is crying out, which it means that she cried out or saying it consistently or persistently.
但是结果是什么呢？
But what's the result of it?
第二十三节说，耶稣是一言不答。他的原话的意思是说，连一个字都不回应他。
So literally, it says in verse 23 that Jesus did not answer her a single word.
所以从刚刚那幅画呢，我们大家可以想到当时的场景。
So from the painting we just saw, you probably can picture what happened back then.
就是妇人呢是持续不停地喊着求助，耶稣呢却完全不回应。
So the woman probably is crying out consistently, but Jesus answered with silence.
然后一阵子之后。
So after a while,
有几位耶稣的门徒不堪其扰。
Some of the disciples feel troubled.
就对耶稣说啊，请打发他走吧。
So they urge him saying, send her away.
那么门徒说这句话呢，有两个可能的意思。
So there are probably two different possible explanations for those disciples uttering.
第一个就是说，请你就告诉他，请你就帮助他，他的问题解决了，当然就会走了。
So one possible meaning of that is that they are saying to Jesus, just go help her, and once you solve the problem, she will be away.
第二个就是说，请你就告诉他，你不会帮助他的，他这样喊叫是没有用的，让他知难而退。
Or second possibility is that you just tell her that I'm not going to help you, and maybe she will then turn away too.
那么不论门徒是哪个意思，我们也一样看不出来他们对那位妇人有什么同情。
Either way, we cannot really see disciples showing sympathy toward this woman.
好，然后呢，就是第二十四节。
And then come to verse 24.
耶稣回答门徒说，我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
So Jesus replied, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
然后呢，第二十五节啊。
And verse 25.
那妇人听了门徒和耶稣的对话呢，不但没有气馁，还向耶稣下拜求助。
So, this woman was not discouraged by the conversation between disciples and Jesus, and she continuously to ask for help.
对，刚刚这个地方呢，大家应该注意到哈，就是说，耶稣说这句话，通常是被理解为我的任务只限于以色列人，或者说犹太人。
So typically, in verse 24, it is understood when Jesus said those things, it meant to be that my duty is limited to Israelis.
那奇怪的是呢，第二十六节啊。
But what's interesting is in verse 26.
就是耶稣的回答呢，竟然把给妇人帮助类比成拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
But in 26, the analogy Jesus gave is actually comparing helping the woman to be analogous to giving the bread to the dogs.
那是不是就是说耶稣当时和犹太人是有一致的观念？
So is it saying that Jesus actually shared the same common understanding of those Jews back then?
因为犹太人自认为自己是神的儿女。
So because at the time, Jews, they considered they are the chosen people of God.
那外邦人的话呢?
And Gentiles?
特别是迦南人呢?
Especially those people in Canaanites.
他们不仅认为他们是狗,而且是野狗。
They think they are not only dogs, but they are really just wild dogs.
那耶稣的回应显然不是我们会期待的。
So this is not unexpected from what we expected from Jesus.
耶稣怎么会对这位可怜的母亲说这样的话？
How can Jesus say such awful things to this pitiful woman?
所以如果我们想要解释这段经文的时候啊。
So if in order to explain this Bible passage,
我们很可能有个希望。
So we probably have a hope in our mind.
如果耶稣当年能够不说这句话，该有多好！
We're probably secretly hoping that Jesus did not really say this.
或者说
，or maybe，
即使耶稣当初说了这句话
，or maybe when Jesus said such things back then，
那个马太和马可如果不把记下来，该有多好
！What if Matthew just simply not writing it down? Wouldn't that be better？
千错万错都是马太跟马可的错。
So all we can blame it on all on the Mark and Matthew.
的确是啊。
Isn't that true?
耶稣一共在世界上有三年半的施工嘛。
Jesus has did his ministry in 3.5 years.
你想看他那三年半说了多少话？
She probably said a lot of things during those 3 years.
四福音只能记下来一小部分，对不对
？And the four gospels they can only record a little bit of that.
那这句话有必要被记下来吗？
Do we really need to write down these passages?
为什么偏偏还就别的有的计划不记，这个话为什么要记呢？
So why do they have to record this account?
但是耶稣说的这句话既然被记在圣经里，
But since this is recorded in the Bible,
我们就只能面对了。
We have to face it.
那么按照经文。
According to the passage,
耶稣最后是帮助，还是帮助了这位母亲。
Truly, Jesus did help this woman.
哎，这个结果比较符合我们的期望。
And that's somewhat falling in line with our expectation.
哎，也让我们比较有一点解释的空间了。
And which give us some room for the later explanation.
但是我们也不应该躲避一个关键的问题。
But we should still not avoiding one key point.
耶稣应该也知道他还是会帮助这位妇人的。
Jesus should know that he will eventually help this woman.
那又何必先对他说那样子的羞辱的话呢？
Why does he has to say things very such a humiliating words to to this woman?
我们所熟悉的解释差不多就是几个要点啊。
So the common explanation that we are familiar with probably can be the following points.
神的救恩有优先次序，犹太人先，外邦人后。
Number one is that we would say that salvation has priority, Jews first, and then followed by Gentiles.
儿女和狗类比犹太人和外邦人呢，是犹太人的观念。
So the analogy of children, dogs, the analogy and, versus Jews and Gentiles, this is common understanding or expressions in among Jews.
那么即使如此，迦南妇人对耶稣的信心完全不受影响。
But even under such circumstances, the Canaanite woman's faith in Jesus were not affected by it at all.
于是耶稣赞赏她的信心，并且帮助了她。
And so number four, Jesus praised her faith and helped her.
所以结论是
So the conclusion
信心是这个事件的重点我们要看到的是信心
So the faith is a point of this event What we need to focus is the faith
不过呢这些解释呢只能够看到耶稣因为赏识迦南妇人的信心而帮助了他
So the only then from this viewpoint what we can see is only Jesus admired what the woman's faith and then eventually rewarded her by the healing.
你有信心，我欣赏你，所以我帮助你。
So I see you have faith, so I admire your faith, and so I help you.
但是看不到耶稣对于这位陷于苦难的母亲有什么同情跟怜悯。
But with that, you don't see the sympathy, mercy for mercyness of the Jesus toward this woman.
如果她不堪那样子的羞辱，知难而退。
What if the woman cannot take that humiliation and just walked away?
那耶稣是不是真的就会看着这位绝望的母亲心碎离去呢
？Would Jesus then just let this woman left with broken heart?
所以要从这样一些解释呢，能够到。耶稣真的很在乎这个妇人的结论，还是有距离的。
So, in for the explanation we just had, and toward the end, we say Jesus has a sympathy or merciful toward this woman. There is a big gap in between.
那我们应该怎么理解这个经文
？So how do we understand this passage?、Then?
我们需要先思想这几个事件在当时是如何被理解的。
So let's try to see how this passage may be understood. At that time,
这个事件当时的意思能够帮助我们有根据的看到它现今的意义。
So in to know what it is understood back then will help us to understand what it means to us today.
我们再看第二十四节，耶稣说：“我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。”
So let's go back to verse 24. It says, "Jesus said this: I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
这句话被理解为神的救恩要先给犹太人，然后才是外邦人呢，其实是受了后世来神学观念的影响。
So when people say this verse is Jesus is really saying that the salvation will come to Jews first, then to Gentiles, it is only affected by the later theological concept.
的那个迦南妇人呢，是绝对不会有这样子的理解。
So that.Woman, the Canaanite woman would never have such a concept.
即使耶稣的门徒在当时也没有救恩的观念。
So even the disciples of the of Jesus wouldn't think of this way in terms of it's the gospel message.
这么说有根据吗？
Do we have proof of that?
当时人看耶稣就是那个来复兴以色列国的弥赛亚。
Back then, when people look at Jesus, they consider him to be the one who will be restoring the house of David.
因为《使徒行传》一章四到六节就已经让我们看到了。
So if you go back to the Acts 1, verse 4 through 6.
复活的耶稣要门徒预备受圣灵的洗。
So Jesus wants those disciples to be ready.To accept the baptism of Holy Spirit.
门徒关心的其实就是一个问题：你复兴以色列国在这个时候吗
？And all the disciple care about is carried in this question that is it at this time you are restoring the kingdom of Israel?
耶稣那个时候没有办法直接跟他们讲救恩，因为他们脑子里想的都是政治。
So that Jesus couldn't fully explain this gospel because all their all disciples in their mind they are just full of this political viewpoint.
那些门徒是在耶稣升天之后的五旬节。
It is only when during the Pentecost time.
受了圣灵的洗，才开始有了信耶稣罪得赦免的救恩观念。
So they have after the receiving the baptism of Holy Spirit, they come to realize or because and know the salvation of Jesus.
因为有圣灵的人才会畏罪畏义畏审判自己责备自己。
So those people who have Holy Spirit will be convicted by the Holy Spirit too.
耶稣出来传道之后呢？
So after Jesus came out for doing his ministry,
他医病赶鬼行神迹的能力使得门徒和其他许多以色列的百姓都相信呢，他就是那位来复兴以色列国的弥赛亚。
With his preaching and the miracles work, people around him believe him. He is the one who will be coming to restore the kingdom of Israel.
那位妇人显然听说了耶稣的。就是犹太人的弥赛亚呢，所以他称耶稣是大卫的子孙。
So obviously, this woman have heard about this, so that's why he called and acknowledged Jesus is the son of David.
那么门徒请耶稣打发妇人走，耶稣回答门徒说：“我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里。”
So when the disciples urged Jesus to send this woman away, Jesus replied, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel."
那个妇人听了不但不气馁，而且还怎么样？她显然接受了，而且她不气馁的。
So apparently this woman actually accepted the claim, and he was not angry and he was not discouraged.
因为耶稣的名声不只是能力。
Not only Jesus' reputation and his power.
还
and power.
Oh, power, yeah. 还有呢，公义跟怜悯
，and his righteousness and mercy.
耶稣医病赶鬼行神迹帮助人，从来不收分文的。
All his miracles work, healing or other miracles, Jesus accept no financial payback.
都是出于怜悯。
All he does is out of his compassion.
历史上的迦南地啊，有不少号称能够医病赶鬼的神庙。
Historically, there are many temples who claim to be able to do those miracles work.
去那边所谓的赶鬼就是大鬼赶小鬼。
In those places, in those temples, all what they do is they will cast out the little demon with a greater demon.
有一些考古学的证据啊
，with some archaeology evidence
就是显示在西顿这个地方的西北大概三英里之处有一座号称能够就是医治的一个神明叫做 Ashman 的那个偶像的庙。
So it just 3 miles from this place Sidon, there's a temple called Ashman,
yeah.
That they claim that they can do the same thing.
很有名气和规模。
Which is quite famous and with some good size of population, the followers.
问题是你去那里是要交钱的。
But the difference is that you have to pay to get in.
收费肯定不低。
Obviously won't be a cheap affair.
要不然不可能养得起那样规模的庙，还有那些靠的那个庙啊，在那边炼财的这些巫医啊、驱魔法师。
Otherwise, without those payments, they won't be able to support such a great temple and all those people working in there.
那么这位迦南妇人相信怜悯为怀的耶稣，即使他只是为了王国的以色列人来。
So, but this woman who believed in Jesus, even though even he realized that he understand that Jesus came to the lost sheep of Israel.
也不会拒绝来求助的外邦人。
And she believed that she won't turn away those Gentiles.
何况是正在受苦的孩子跟母亲。
Especially those people like her, suffering with a suffering daughter.
其实，耶稣传道从开始就同样怜悯外邦人，也帮助他们。
So even from the beginning, Jesus have sympathy or compassion toward those Gentiles and help them too.
那么我们看看根据马太福音所记载耶稣出来传道的过程。
If we look at the account in the book of Matthew,
在约旦河受洗是受约翰施洗约翰的洗，这是在第三章。
So in chapter 3, Jesus was baptized by John.
那么胜过魔鬼的试探就是第四章。
And chapter four, he overcame devil's or Satan's temptation.
从旷野一直到耶路撒冷啊，受试探啊，他都胜过了。
So from the desert all the way to Jerusalem, he overcame the temptations.
然后在加利利开始传道，呼召门徒。
And then he began his ministry in Galilee, and he called those disciples to follow him.
那么五到七章最重要，这就是我们都熟悉的，在加利利座山上面宣讲了登山宝训。
So this chapter 5-7 we're familiar with the Sermon on the Mount.
那么第八章一开始讲的是耶稣洁净了一个大麻风病人。
And in chapter 8 we'll see this Jesus cleanse a leper.
然后就是一个很特别的事件。
And then it came to an extraordinary event.
好，我们现在请大家来读一下马太福音八章五到七节。
So let's read chapter 8, verse 11 through 13.
好，我们请读来。耶稣，求他说：“主啊，我的仆人患瘫痪病，躺在家里，甚是疼苦。”耶稣说：“我去医治他。”那位百夫长呢，是罗马的军官。
So that centurion is an officer of the Rome Empire.
应该是外邦人。
Most likely a Gentile.
他求耶稣医治他的仆人。
So he asked Jesus to heal his servant.
耶稣回答很干脆，我去医治他。
So Jesus answered direct, saying that, yeah, I will heal him. I will go and heal him.
耶稣是毫不犹豫地接受了外邦人百夫长的求助。
So he accepted the request from a Gentile centurion without any hesitation.
完全没有提什么，我奉差遣不过是到以色列的羊那边去。
He didn't invoke what he said to this Canaanite woman, saying, "Yes, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of Israel."
所以耶稣从开始就同样怜悯帮助外邦人。
So,Jesus has been very sympathetic or for compassion toward those Gentiles.
犹太人的确有外邦人不配得神的恩典和观念。
Truly that the Jews, they have the belief that those Gentiles are not worthy of God's grace and salvation.
而耶稣不仅没有，还要消除这个观念。
Jesus has no such belief, and he came to demolish such a belief.
而路加福音一开始七章的一开始的前十节也记载了这个事件。
So in I'm sorry, which book?
Gospel of Luke.
In
chapter 7.
Gospel of Luke chapter 7, it also records the same event.
那么根据路加福音的记载，这位百夫长为犹太人做了不少善事。
So according to the book of Luke, the centurion have done many good things toward Jews.
当地的几个长老呢，显然担心耶稣会因为犹太人有排斥外邦的观念而拒绝帮助这位百夫长。
So some of the elders are probably afraid that Jesus may not want to help this centurion because he is a Gentile.
那么特别在耶稣面前为他说好话。
And they put in good words in front of Jesus.
结果却是耶稣利用这个机会来矫正犹太人的观念。
And Jesus took that opportunity to correct what Jews, the common Jews' common belief.
那么我们看到马太福音的八章的八到十节，那个百夫长表现出来的信心受到耶稣很大的赞赏。
So from the verse 8 through 10, we see that the faith of this centurion was greatly praised by Jesus.
耶稣说这是他过去还没有遇见到过这么大的信心。
So Jesus actually said that I have not found such great faith with anyone in Israel.
那么接着耶稣不仅医治这个百夫长的仆人，还告诉周围的犹太人。
So not only Jesus healed this servant of a centurion, but he also told people around him.
到而且他说到最后会有很多外邦人跟亚伯拉罕一起在天国里，却有很多犹太人不在天国里。
He actually, Jesus said, there are many who will come from the east and west, will reconcile with reclined at the table of Abraham, but there are many people from the house, the kingdom of Israel will not be in there.
所以当门徒请耶稣打发犹太迦南妇人去离去。
So when those disciples urged Jesus to turn away the Canaanite woman,
耶稣的回答说，我是奉，我奉差遣，不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
And Jesus answered, saying, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.
其实是针对门徒的观念反问他们，要怎样打发他？我应该帮助他吗？
So he is actually asking the disciple, saying, should I help him?
我在宣教工厂啊，培训的时候是用投影。
So when I was in mission trip, I was using projectors.
学生是非常认真抄笔记的。
Those people, those students are, they're very diligent, writing down notes.
我要进下一张投影片之前会先问一声好了吗？
So every time I need, whenever I need to turn the page, I need to ask them, are you, done with, copying?
他们忙得抄啊，这个好像都没有时间回答。
They are so busy taking down notes, almost like they don't have time. They don't even have time to reply.
就说一个字。
So they only answer with one word.
嗯，就是好了。
They just, if they say 嗯, that means it's they are done.
嗯，就是没好。
嗯, that means they're not yet. They're not done yet.
是同一个字。
It's just the same word.
声调不同，意思完全相反。
The when it has different tone, it carries different meanings.
而且那个没有好的那个嗯。
When but and especially when they are not ready, the way they express it, the tone.
也没有也还有反问的意思，就是我们能抄多快嘛？
It actually also reflect a somewhat a kind of question, saying, "How fast do you think we can really jotting down the notes?"
我们平常理解话语啊，不会只注意说了什么，也会注意是怎么说的。包括声调，对吧？
In our daily life, the way we understand people's words, we are not only take notes of what they said, but also the way they said it.
可是圣经只能显示，话语的文字没有声调的。
But Bible only record what's written down that carries no tones.
所以耶稣的话字面的意思呢未必完整。
So the words written down on the Bible, it probably doesn't carry the complete message.
还要考虑其他的因素。
You need to consider other factors.
比如说可能的声调呢还有翻译的困难。
So probably including the possible tones and the difficulties of translations.
那么在耶稣时代巴勒斯坦的犹太人说的是亚兰语。
So, in those days, the Jews, they speak Aramaic.
那么是希伯来文演变的。
It's a variation of the old classic Hebrews.
也就是说我们认为希腊文写的新约是所谓的原文并不是如此。
So, what we consider the original text that is written in New Testament in Greek, in fact, the Greek is not the original language.
其实是把耶稣当时说的亚兰语翻译成了希腊文。
So, it's actually a translation from the Aramaic Jesus said and translated that into Greek.
有些属于某个语言的那种味道，你是很难翻译出来的。
And in fact, it's very difficult to translate some of the subtle meaning between languages.
你像双关语哈。Like puns.
So sometimes things like a language, do you have puns?
像我们常说哈，没关系就有关系啊，有关系就没关系啊。
So one of the
你翻译成其他语言没有这个味道了吧
？So it's hard to translate what he just said.
Yeah.Wise choice. 那么下面这个例子呢，就更不需要翻译了。
And the following Chinese saying is probably cannot be translated too.
那么一个下属给领导送礼，领导问说这是什么意思？回答说只是一点小意思。领导说我不懂你的意思。回答说我没有别的意思。领导说那我就不好意思了。回答说是我不好意思。请问一下。这个对话经过翻译以后还有没有意思
？No.
No need. However, okay. I'll give an English equivalent example. I'll borrow an illustration from Pastor Rick Warren. He was once preaching on the Book of Ruth. He said Boaz was blessed with Ruth as his wife because he was a kind man. His kindness gave him. the chance to meet Ruth. Then Pastor Warren said, if Boaz was ruthless, he would be ruthless. Well, no need to translate. 好，那么呢，第二十五节。
So, we come to verse 25.
迦南妇人向耶稣下拜求助。
So this woman came and knelt before him and asked for help.
耶稣的回答却是冷漠无情，不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
So Jesus' answer is quite cold, saying that it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs.
这的确很令人困惑。
This is quite puzzling, isn't it?
不帮也就罢了，为什么要这么羞辱呢？
If you don't want to help, that's fine. But why do you have to humiliate people with words?
为了降低这句话的负面性，有一个解释说
，In order to make this less humiliating, one explanation try to do this.
犹太人认为自己是神家的女儿女，外邦人是没有家的野狗。
So because Jews consider they are the children of God, and those people are Gentiles, they are just wild dogs without home.
耶稣回答中的狗，希腊文是家里养的小狗。
So the words used here, Jesus is saying, talking about the little puppy.
有可爱的意思呢，所以这句话呢，并没有要羞辱的意思。
So the puppy, Jesus didn't really humiliate this woman.
这是避重就轻啊。
So this is just trying to avoid the difficult questions.
野狗、家狗、小狗都是狗，对不对？
So whether it's a puppy or it's wild dogs, they're just dogs.
把人比作小狗也还是一种侮辱吧。
Even you consider it's a little puppy, it's still somewhat humiliating.
我们倒是应该注意什么呢？
So what should we pay attention to?
圣经没有记载耶稣羞辱过其他来向他求助的人。
So Jesus, in Bible, there's no account, other account that Jesus actually humiliated other people who came to ask for help.
你即使约翰福音第八章有记载，那个被带到耶稣面前被指责犯了奸淫的妇人。
Even in Book of John, even that woman who committed adultery and was brought before Jesus.
耶稣都没有羞辱他。
Even that, Jesus did not humiliate that woman.
而且我们也刚刚看到，那个罗马的百夫长向他的仆人求助，耶稣都很乐意帮助。
So and we just saw that even that Gentile centurion, Roman centurion, asked for help. Jesus was quite willing to help too.
他又怎么会羞辱为来为孩子求助的一位母亲呢
？Why would he humiliate a mother that came to?Ask for help for her daughter.
因此我们可以确定
So we can pretty certain.
耶稣并没有因为犹太人厌恶迦南人就对那位妇人说羞辱的话要她知难而退
So Jesus did not try to humiliate this woman out of the common belief that Jews they don't like the Canaanites.
相反的耶稣要再一次利用机会矫正门徒的观念
On the contrary, he is taking this opportunity to correct what in the disciples' mind.
所以他要表达的信息呢，意思并不是字面的意思。
So the message he is trying to express is not apparent from the words.
请不要误会啊。
Do not misunderstand me.
我不是说耶稣说话心口不一啊。
I'm not trying to say that Jesus speak out of with.Inconsistently.
其实有些时候啊，我们也会说一些话，所传递的信息根本不是字面的意思。
So very often, sometimes we also express things is quite different from the words we use.
却可能有更强的效果。
But it may carry a better effect.
例如讽刺呢。常常要比直接谴责让人印象深刻。
For example, the sarcasm sometimes leave a much stronger impression in people's mind than the direct rebuke.
我们看一个例子啊。
Let me give you an example.
这是今年四月九号发生了一个轰动世界的事件。
So this is what happened in April, throughout the world, a big event.
来自越南的华人。
Chinese descent from Vietnam.
但是应该是美国的公民
Probably American citizen.
买了一是一个买机票的乘客。
Who bought a ticket?
被这个 United 联合航空呢摁拖下飞机。
Was dragged away from the United airline.
为了把位置让给 United 他们自己的员工。
In order to empty the space out, empty the seats for United States.
你看到他在被拖下飞机的过程中是受伤流血。
So he was injured during this process.
但他被拖的那个录像上网之后。
But once this video was online.
这个 United 受到排山倒海的谴责。
The United got the backlash from that.
原来态度颇为强硬的 CEO 呢，在两天之后终于低头认错，寻求和解。
So once the CEO was quite firm and supportive to the airline, but then he changed his tone in 2 days.
他原来即将接任董事长的升迁呢，也报销了。
His path to the chairman of the board was now not possible anymore.
网上绝大多数的反应是直接的谴责。
So the reaction from the internet is a rebuke.Directly.
但是给人印象深刻的却是有创意的讽刺。
But what's left a greater impression is this, the sarcasm in a different way.
有一些网民的讽刺作品啊，对于 United 的杀伤力呢，远超过直接的谴责。
So some of the production from the people post in the internet, which has had a greater harm to the United Airlines.
因为胜过千言万语，给人的印象很深刻。
Because it's so impressive, that is worthy of thousands of words.
你看，这就是一个网民为原来名声就很差的 United 做的新广告。
So this is a pretend to be the new advertisement from the airline.
如果我们打不过竞争对手，我们就打乘客。
So it says that if we cannot beat our competitors, we will beat our customers instead.
因为 United 在航空公司中间一直是排名在后面的。
Because United was always ranked lower compared to other airlines.
那也有网民就利用名声还不错的西南航空，就 Southwest 来讽刺 United.
So some people poke fun of this United with a better company airline.
这当然不是 Southwest 做的了。
Of course, this is not from Southwest.
我们只打竞争对手，不会打你。
So it says that we only beat our competitors, not you.
那么注意这个地方还有一个 Band-Aid.
So you notice there's actually a Band-Aid.
一个创口贴啊。
A Band-Aid in that heart.
对，那么那个心上面啊有伤痕。意思大概就是说 Southwest 还能够抚平 United 的乘客受的伤。
Probably means that Southwest will heal, comfort those people who are injured, harmed by the United Airlines.
那么更有意思的是一个网民的评论。
Even funnier is a comment by another person posted online.
可以帮助我们看到讽刺写作的特点。
So you can see how the characteristic of sarcasm.
的就是字面意思很可能完全不是真正要表达的意思。
So the apparent words probably is not exactly what the meaning behind it.
它是当然是英文，我把它翻译成中文啊。
So originally it's in English, and I have a Chinese translation here.
亲爱的联航，我的岳母会在这个周末来探望我们，她将搭乘1376号班机。上午9:30从迈阿密起飞，座位是12B, 你们知道要做什么。
It says, Dear United, my mother-in-law is to visit us this weekend. She will be on flight 1376, departing Miami at 9:30, and sitting in seat 12B, you know what to do.
这句话呢，要表达的意思当然不是字面的意思。
Of course, this is not trying to say, express the apparent words.
我把 mother-in-law 呢翻译成岳母啊。
I translate this mother-in-law into mother-in-law.
因为呢，评论的网名是一个男性的名字了，所以我没有把它翻译成婆婆嘛啊。
Because the person posting this is a gentleman, so I didn't say this is a.
其实内容的真实性并不重要。
Actually, how true this story is not that important.
他结婚了没有？
Whether this person is married or not.
他到底有没有岳母，并不影响他要表达的意思。
Whether he actually has a mother-in-law doesn't affect the way what he wants to express here.
我也上网查过。
I also checked it out online.
United 也没有1376这个航班号。
There's actually no 1376 flight number in United Airlines.
那么中国人说呢，是丈母娘看女婿越看越有趣。
The Chinese would say that the mother-in-law will look at the son-in-law and liked him. The longer she look at him, she likes him more.
美国的文化却认为呢，岳母和女婿的关系常常是紧张的。
And but in America, they usually have a tense relationship between the mother-in-law and also the son-in-law.
所以你如果是刚来美国的话呢，你看了这个也许不知道为什么好笑。
If you just came to the United States, you probably don't know what's so funny about this.
那么这个有创意的讽刺，利用美国文化的幽默呢，传达了很有效果的信息。
So it carries a very good effect with the humor.
我相信不会有人会去对这个评论的字面意思认真。
So nobody would, I believe, would really take care too much about the accuracy of what's said in this post.
除非完全没有幽默感哈。
Unless you are really humorless.
你不论这个作者和他的岳母的关系如何，大概不会有人去骂他，竟然暗示 United 要去伤害自己的岳母。
Whatever the relation between this man and the mother-in-law, nobody would really.
No one will rebuke him,
rebuke him
hinting, United to hurt his own mother-in-law.
Yeah, nobody would rebuke him. Yeah.
那么他如果真的有岳母的话呢，看到他的留言，很可能怎么样？会按个赞。
No, if he actually has a mother-in-law, the mother-in-law probably would approve this message too.
也许他们两个关系还好，又变好了。
Maybe they have a greater relationship afterwards.
好，幽默在日常生活中通常受欢迎。
So it is usually a quite popular, the humor usually quite popular in our daily life.
但是读圣经很少想到幽默这个因素。
So we rarely think about the humor in when we read the Bible.
因为传统观念把神放在严肃的框架里。
And because we always frame the God in a very serious manner.
传统的观念的耶稣呢是严肃的。
So we often think Jesus is a very serious person.
不苟言笑的。
He does not smile.
我们对耶稣说话的印象是什么呢
？So what's our impression with Jesus speech?
我实实在在的告诉你。
I tell you truly, 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 I tell you.
因此，他所说的话应该是一是一，二是二。
So whatever,
不会有字面以外的意思。
So whatever he said, it would be whatever he said.
我们相信啊，耶稣是完全的神。
So we believe that Jesus is a fully God.
但是我们也相信呢，他在世界上那33年半的时间也是完全的人。
But we also believe that 33 years on earth, he is also a fully man.
他和我们只有一个差别。
There's only one difference.
就是没有罪。
That is, he is sinless.
所以耶稣的人性里面应该也有笑和幽默。
So I believe in his humanity, Jesus should also have the humor, too.
除非笑和幽默是罪。
Unless you consider humor and the laughter, they are sins.
笑跟幽默应该不是罪吧？
Probably, do you think that they are sins?
如果是的话呢，我们就麻烦了。
If they are sins, then we are really in big trouble.
基督徒都不能笑。
基督徒 cannot laugh.
见面打招呼还有半个脸。
We have to have a straight face when we greet each other.
还不如假装没看见。
We probably better just pretend we don't see each other.
圣经没有记载耶稣笑过。
There was no record of Jesus laughed in the Bible.
并不代表耶稣没有笑过。
It doesn't mean that he did not laugh.
耶稣在世的日子肯定笑过。
I'm pretty sure he laughed.
但是呢，在将近2000年前写的圣经是不会记载的。
But the 2,000 years ago, when the Bible is written, they didn't write that.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为笑在过去被认为是轻浮不正经的表现。
Probably laugh is considered to be not very sincere or not very a serious person.
圣经中有很多笑这个字的词。
So actually in Bible there's many times talk about laughter.
几乎都是负面的意思。
Almost have this carries a negative kind of meaning.
什么嗤笑啊。
Like a laughing, laughed at someone, sneak at someone.
不正经的嬉笑。
Or just playful laughing.
邪恶的笑。
Or evil laughing, laughter.
所以呢，不会用笑去描述一个正面的人物。
So they don't use a laughter to associate with someone who is should be considered serious.
这种观念一直到近代上个世纪才。上个世纪的中才逐渐改变了。
It has only changed only toward the mid century last century mid century last century.
这是历任美国总统的正式档案肖像。
So these are the portrait of the president of the United States.
从1789年第一任总统华盛顿到今天的 Trump.
So from 1789 all the way to today, President Trump.
仔细一看会发现一直到了1966年的甘乃迪 Kennedy 的相片才有笑容。
So if you look at it, only after the 1960, the President Kennedy, the portrait has the smile in there.
在他之前的总统不管他平常的性情如何。
So all the other presidents, no matter their, his, their characteristics or nature,
照相的时候都要表情严肃。为了要显出庄重才能够符合他的身份地位。
So whenever they take this official picture, they all have to be very serious in order to show to match his status.
你如果有机会去一些美国的历史性的旅游景点。
If you go to some other sightseeing places in the United States.
比如说在一八多少年的时候的那个美国的西部。
For example, if you go to the west part of the United States in 18 something.
如果他穿上当时的服装照相。
If you see they put on their coat, their dress, and take pictures.
这个摄影师不会跟你讲说 smile.
And this photographer won't tell you to smile.
不会说 cheese.
They won't tell you to say cheese.
Be serious.
They probably will tell you to be serious.
就 give me a poker face, 要表没有表情的。
So give me a poker face, the straight face.
要这样才符合当年的情况。
So that is the custom of those days.
这个方面的观念在过去半个世纪呢改变了。
So it has changed over the last half century.
公众人物被认为要表现出一些真实面。
So the public figures, they need to express their true self.
你平常会笑，你就也应该笑。
So if you smiles normally you should smile when you take picture.
耶稣的画像也逐渐脱离了传统的观念。
So the pictures of Jesus has moved away from the classical pattern.
这是古典和现代耶稣画像的对比。
So that this is a classic and modern portraits of Jesus.
那么同一句话。
The same same phrase.
Yeah. 板着脸说和带着笑容说意思可能完全不同，对不对？
So if you say something with a smile versus with a straight face, it probably have different meaning.
如果耶稣带着微笑对迦南人妇人说，不好把儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
If Jesus say this that It's not good to toss the bread of children to the dogs. If he said in with a smile,
然后眼睛飘一下旁边的犹太人
and then look at the those people, those Jews around him.
对那个迦南妇人其实是个鼓励
It could have been an encouragement to the Canaanite woman.
意思是说，你应该知道他们是怎么想的吧。
He may be pointing to those Jews and say, you should know how they feel about this.
那么十五章的二十七节。
So in verse 27,
这个妇人显然领会了耶稣的意思。
So she probably understood correctly.
他的回答说，耶稣的能力远远超过犹太人的需要，耶稣帮助他是不会影响犹太人所能得到的。
So her answer is saying that the power of Jesus is far greater than people's imagination. Helping her would not hurt his original mission.
于是耶稣称赞他的信心，并且解救他和女儿脱离了苦难。
So Jesus answered his faith and helped her to deliver her daughter from the demon possessed.
耶稣也借着这个机会呢，指出有些外邦人对他更有信心。
Jesus will take this opportunity to point out the faith. This Canaanite woman has greater faith than many of his disciples.
那么在第二十八节，他有讲这个妇人的信心是大的，而这个大在圣经里面常常是被翻译成很大、大大。
So this word, his great faith, actually is.Translated in Bible often is a very big faith.
好，那我们现在来看迦南妇人对耶稣的信心。
So now let's look at the faith of Canaanite woman.
她相信耶稣有能力、怜悯和意愿帮助她。
So she believes that Jesus has the power, mercy, and the will to help her.
而且她很清楚耶稣是她唯一的希望。
And she knows that Jesus is her only hope.
这样信心，有这样信心的人呢，会对耶稣认真。
A person with such a faith will be very serious about Jesus.
耶稣在乎对他认真的人。
And Jesus cares care for those people who are serious about him.
表面上看来，耶稣最后帮助了那位迦南妇人，是因为他表现出来的信心。
From the service, Jesus rewarded this woman because of her faith.
其实是耶稣先在乎他，让他有机会表现出信心。
Actually, it's Jesus care for her first and then give her the chance to demonstrate her faith.
我们从耶稣施工的地图可以看到。
So from the maps that Jesus traveled during his ministry, we can see this.
圣经记载耶稣主要工作的地区在加利利海周围还有耶路撒冷一带。
So Jesus primary the most of his time ministry spent around Galilee.
而他赶出迦南妇人女儿身上的鬼呢，是唯一在推罗地区行的神迹。
So the entire this is the only time that Jesus performed the miracle outside of those areas.
至少可以说是被记下来的。
Or at least we can say it is only recorded account.
那么关于耶稣在迦南妇人的事件的前后的行程，马可福音的记载比较清楚。
So around this time, the Mark has a great detail about what Jesus has done.
根据马可福音六章五十三节说，既渡过去，来到哥尼撒勒地方。
So in Book of Mark chapter 6 it says that when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret.
所以耶稣要去推罗之前呢，是在加利利海西岸的哥尼撒勒。
So before they went to Tyre, they were on the west bank of this Galilee lake.
第七章。开始的时候有讲到法利赛人跟文士来跟耶稣辩论一些规矩。
So in the chapter 7, when it starts, it talks about those Pharisees, they debate with Jesus with some the laws.
那么耶稣指责他们假冒伪善之后就去推罗了。
So after Jesus rebuked them, called them hypocrites, and then he left and went to Tyre.
然后我们请大家来读一下第二十四节。
So if we look at, or we can read the chapter 7:24.
24节，对不起，好，请读一下。然后呢，我们也就知道这个妇人来了啊，他不让人知道，但是这个妇人来了。
So Jesus was tried to be a low key, but then it was found out by this woman.
然后第三十一节，他帮助了这个迦南妇人之后，去了西顿，再从低加坡利回到加利利海。
So in the book of Mark, we see that after he helped the woman, he came back from there and went back to Galilee Sea.
耶稣从哥尼撒勒到 推罗西顿，经过迪加坡利到加利利海，走这一圈大约100英里。
So this round trip took about 100 miles.
差不多就是从教会这里啊到 Camarillo 来回一趟。
So it's about if you go here from here to Camarillo and come back.
耶稣为了不被骚扰，通常就是到附近的山上退休祷告。
So usually if Jesus want to be disturbed, he would just go to the mountain around the area.
没有必要走100英里去找个安静的地方。
So there's no need for him to walk 100 miles just to find a quiet place.
他告诉门徒不要让人知道。
He told the disciple not to let people know or follow.
但是他知道那个迦南妇人会来向他求助。
But then he also know that this Canaanite woman would come and ask for help.
耶稣在这一趟行程中间呢，很可能为了帮助其他的人有行过神迹。
Maybe he has also performed other miracles along the way.
但是被记载下来的就只有他帮助了这位妇人。
But only this miracle that he done for this woman was recorded.
因为这是他走这一大圈的主要目的。
And this is considered to be the primary purpose for his trip, making this a big circle.
所以我们可以很有根据的说，耶稣真的很在乎这位受苦的妇人和他的孩子。
So we can say that Jesus really cares about this woman and her daughter.
如果有人在 Camarillo 需要受苦，很需要帮助。
If there's a person in Camarillo that need your help, need help.
有谁愿意走路去帮助他
？How many of you would willing to walk there and help her?
耶稣知道这位母亲需要帮助。
Jesus knows that this woman need the help.
竟然走去给他机会求助。
He actually walked there to give that woman a chance to ask for help.
而且鼓励他表达信心。
And also encourage her to express her faith.
结果他不仅得到帮助脱离苦难。
Not only that she received the help and be taken out of her trouble.
还成为门徒的榜样，也成为后世基督徒的榜样。
She became the great example of the disciples and also for Christians in the later generation.
所以这段经文对于我们今天的意义是
？So the meaning for the meaning of this passage to us today.
耶稣在乎对他认真的人。
Is that Jesus care about who are serious to him.
所以要对耶稣认真。
So we have to be serious about him too.
耶稣知道我们的需要，他会给我们机会向他求助。
Jesus knows our need and he will give us chance to ask for help.
那么我们要效法那位迦南的妇人。
We need to follow the example of this Canaanite woman.
要坚持对耶稣的信心。
We have to insist upon our faith.To Jesus Christ.
第一个，他能够帮助我们，因为他有能力。
First, we need to believe that he can help us with his power.
第二个是他想要帮助我们，因为他有怜悯。
We need to know that he want to help us because he's full of compassion.
第三个，他是我们唯一的希望。
Lastly, he's our only help.
所以我们要记住。
So let's remember this.
耶稣真在乎我们，就像他真在乎那位迦南妇人。
So Jesus does care us, just like he cared about that Canaanite woman.
我们要像那位妇人一样，对耶稣认真。
We need to be just like that woman, be serious about Jesus.
我们会有软弱，但是耶稣会激励我们。
We may be weak from time to time, but Jesus would encourage us.
更重要的是，在这个充满败坏的世界。耶稣是我们唯一的希望。
And especially in this corrupted world, Jesus is our only hope.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
主耶稣，我们向你献上感谢。
Jesus, we give thanks to you.
我们知道你真的是在乎我们。
We know that you do, you truly care us.
因为你的确真的是在乎那位曾经向你求助的母亲。
Because you care about that Canaanite woman who came for help.
求圣灵常常提醒我们。
Help us remind us well with the help of Holy Spirit.
我们到主面前来求助。
When we come before you for help,
你在乎我们。
You care for us.
让圣灵提醒我们能够对你认真。
May the Holy Spirit remind us to be serious about you.
让我们常常能够在你里面。
May us be abiding in you.
有平安和喜乐。
With joy and peace.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.